underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we're talking about communion. I remember once, I told somebody about using the blood of Jesus Christ. And his response was, "Whoa, how do I get that?" He puzzled me for a second. What do you mean, how do you get that? Because in his mind, it must be somewhere where you can go buy. Because in his mind, it must be somewhere where you can go get the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why he asked me, so how do I get that? Some basic knowledge that we be knowing about Jesus Christ is not really to be taken for granted. I have to explain to the dude, look, the blood of Jesus Christ is, yes, it's the blood of Jesus Christ, but it's spiritual, something you claim. Once you claim it, it comes. It is that simple. But communion, on the other hand, yes, communion also has the blood of Jesus Christ in it. But communion is something that the Christian community is not taking seriously. Because it is written in John chapter 6, verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Here we see that Jesus identified himself as the bread from heaven. Now, I remember also reading a passage where he was telling the Israelites that his flesh is food indeed, and they could not receive it. Because to them, that's cannibalism. They did not understand it. Because in order for you to understand what's really going on, you have to go spiritually. Spiritually, Holy Spirit is food. The Word of God is food. Now, in order to understand that, we have to convert that into energy. Holy Spirit is pure energy. So, the only way he could have translated for them to understand is he is food. He is pure life. He is the source of life. He is pure energy. Holy Spirit is pure energy. When you go to heaven, you eat Holy Spirit. The fruits you eat, everything up there is made of Holy Spirit. When you consume a fruit, it's spiritual food. It's Holy Spirit. It's pure energy you're putting in you. So it's the same when Jesus is talking about his flesh. He is the bread. He is pure energy. And when you consume him in the communion, like he said in Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." You see how he refers to his body and blood? In a sense, it's literal. It's not cannibalism. It is saying when you do communion and you pray that it is truly his blood and his body, it turns into pure energy. It turns into the source of life that he is. And when you consume that, you are consuming energy. You're taking in energy. You're taking in life. Because Jesus is the source of life. That's why communion is so important, especially in the times that we're living. We live in dark times. And taking communion as often as you can. Because Jesus didn't put a time limit to it. You can do it as often as you can. Once a day, twice a day. But do it because you're taking in pure energy. Life source, strength, to be able to withstand these dark times that we're living. Don't take it lightly. It is important. Do it as often as you can. From home, you can do it at home. Get you some bread and some grape juice. And while you're doing it, you just read the passage of Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28. And you pray however you feel, however the Lord leads you to. But do the communion in remembrance of Him. Take in that energy you needed. There is a reason why He did it and also instructed us to do it. It is important. Yeah, it is breaking bread together. But it is more important to understand the principle behind it. It is pure energy you're taking in to be able to stand. Amen? Underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.